was also April 1986 when Belleville's Mike Shad was drafted in the NFL by the LA Rams and had a great career in the National Football League. He's joining the show this morning. Good morning, sir.
How we doing?
Doing all right.
All Philadelphia Eagles here in Philadelphia.
Is that all they're talking about are the Eagles?
Everything. Everybody you walk around has got a hat on, a shirt on, a sweatshirt on, a jacket on that says Eagles. It's unbelievable, this town.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, well, the Philadelphia Flyers are probably okay with that, knowing it'll be all over by Monday, right?
Well, the Flyers aren't doing too well. I'm actually going to the Penguins game tomorrow. So it's a little rough for the Fly Boys this year. They lost five in a row.
So this must be a pretty exciting weekend for you, Mike Shad, who grew up here in Belleville, went on to play in the NFL, having your former club that you played for now in the Super Bowl this weekend against Kansas City. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's a fun process. It was fun when they won way back, 2017-18 kind of thing. And yeah. Here we are in the same footsteps again.
So are you invited out like nonstop to parties this weekend?
You know, I have a ton of friends that always, there's a core group that I went to about half a dozen games this year, and there's a core group that we watch the games with, and I got one big party I'm going to, one smaller party I'm going to. I'm going to start at about 12 o'clock noon, go to one, and then go to the other one at 6 when the game starts.
Oh, cool. So, Mike, is there any rituals that you do maybe before the big games, trying to cheer on your team?
I'm still the kind of guy that wears, you know, green pants, a green shirt, and a green Eagles hat, and then I show up. You know, I even bought a green jacket, an Eagles jacket lately, say a new one. So I'm all ready for this year.
Okay, so Mixed Nation listening to Mike Shad this morning, who's got some inside information on the big game with all your contacts. And take away your loyalty to the Philadelphia Eagles. It's too close to call right now, according to odds makers. Who's going to win the game? If I was to bet $10, who do I put my money on?
I would bet it on the Eagles because, you know what, I think Andy Reid, with his experience, is this probably superior coach. I think they've got a game-winning quarterback in Kansas City, but I think the Eagles have, obviously, I think a better running game, better offense, altogether, minus quarterback, and a stronger defense. So I think our stronger, you know, team effort is going to beat the head coach and the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. So what do you make of Trump, the first sitting president to go to a Super Bowl? It's hard to believe that Trump's going to be at the game.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe Obama or Bush. None of them went before. He's going.
Well, you know what? He's gone to wrestling matches. He's got a few events. So if he can get a vote, if he can get a hello, if he can get a thumbs up, and if it's high profile, he'll be there.
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to get your thoughts. Is this tariff conversation with the Americans getting any play with your friends in Philadelphia? Do they talk about it, about the tariffs potentially coming in March the 4th here in Canada with our relationship with the U.S. with trade? You're hearing a lot of talk?
There is a little bit of talk. You know, the crazy thing is you look at the impact and how it impacts Canadians versus Americans. Americans talk what goes on from Minnesota to Florida, what goes on from New York to L.A., and they don't really have a broad spectrum of what happens outside the borders, and they don't understand the impact that the tariffs have in Canada and the economy and, you know, the things of that nature.
Mm.
And they're a little oblivious, to be quite frank. And I hear it a lot from, you know, from my family, and I read a lot, and I pull things on the internet, I got Sirius Radio, I listen to the, you know, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and that kind of stuff, and I don't think they understand how it affects Canadians.
Well, things might change once the tariffs are in place. I mean, they should start opening their eyes, hopefully, by then.
Yeah, it's hopefully Donald, you know, realizes who's on board and who's on not, and who the friends are and who they're not, and to make the style of negotiation doesn't really appeal to me, to be quite frank.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the time this morning. Mike Shad joining us from Philadelphia. How's home life? You were busy taking your son to school this morning.
I've got a kid in 11th grade, and he plays basketball, and wow, it's amazing. Sometimes they played like 25 league games this year so far. Some games he's got 3-4 games a week, And, you know, it's at, you know, a Catholic private school, and he ends up, you know, it's intense basketball. It's a small school, but the team's fourth in the state right now. And it's he's like, he's 6'7", and he's coming along. You know, he's getting better every day. The game's pretty fast, and he's starting to get a hang of it, and he's become a bit of a shooter. So yeah, it's exciting to watch. Exciting to watch.
You know, Mike Shad, a friend of mine in town, I work with him, is Belleville City Councilor Chris Millett. And Chris,
oh, yeah,
sharing some stories to me over the years. I guess you were like a teenager. You went with the Belleville Bulldogs to a rugby tournament in Florida. You remember that?
I went in the back of a box van with the Belleville Bulldogs,
that's
Chris
right.
Millett, and a bunch of other guys. And we drove from Belleville when I was in 12th grade, I think, at Morris Secondary School at the time. So in the back of a box van with copious amounts of beer and whiskey, and drove all the way to Florida and played in a weekend tournament, and then hung out. We would take a tour to Disney World and stayed in little motels, and we had a grand time.
Yeah, you remember that. That's kind of cool. Well, listen, Mike, enjoy Sunday with your friends in Philadelphia, and we're hoping for the Eagles, your former team. And I went back to 1986 when Mike Shad was drafted. You went 23rd by the LA Rams. You were the first Canadian ever to go in an NFL draft. But the number one player in 1986 drafted in the NFL was a multi-talented guy, Bo Jackson. Did you ever meet Bo?
I've seen him in a few things. I have not shook his hand, but, you know, it was quite an experience. I coached with a couple guys at Temple that recruited him. And there's an interesting story behind that. It's pretty exciting time.
Okay,
and still the first and only Canadian ever drafted in the first round of the NFL.
That's right. That's right. Well done. Listen, thanks for the conversation. When was the last time you were back home?
Oh, I was there at Christmas. I'll be coming up there in the summer. I try to stay away from Belleville in the winter, but I get come up. I like to do a lot of fishing up there, so I'll be up there. You know, June 1st when bass season opens up, July 1st or the third week of June now, it's actually open.
Thank you, Mike Shad. Appreciate the time this morning. You have a great weekend.
You got it, guys. Go Birds.